Please be upstanding for a new recording of Things We Like.
Hello!
Good morrow.
Good morning.
Aloha.
Namaste.
Bienvenue.
Oi to the bang.
Konnichiwa.
Hi again.
Ni hao.
That's it. That's all the languages. Hey. Morning.
Valadaharis.
This week, I am Jim.
I am Alf.
I'm Andy.
And we will be exploring the realms and environs of Westeros, namely its more outlandish conspiracy theories and fan theories. Conspiracy theories.
And also Essos.
And also too. Essos. In fact, the entire world
just
of
basically, Ox. Basically yeah. Anything we really fancy talking about Game of Thrones, the books, all the books or the TV, although we will try and keep spoilers to a minimum.
Yeah, some of us haven't read the books.
Because that's it was a good safety net for us in having somebody who's not read the books in on this to ensure that we don't get
too carried away.
Spoiler, yeah.
But be warned, it's going to be spoilery.
If we feel that they've gone past people that should have appeared yet that haven't, I feel it's fairly free to talk about those characters their lack of presence.
Yeah.
But I don't know, there will also have to be some other stuff, but it's also convoluted and it's only theory, so fuck it.
Yeah, I agree. I'm along for the ride.
Shouldn't be too serious about these things.
Life
is a game.
We should take them really seriously.
So where are we going to start?
Well, how about this? What do you think about the fan name Os for the planet that they're on?
The fan name Os.
That's what people refer to it as on the boards, Os.
Os.
That's where
because it's Westeros and Sothos.
Essos.
Essos.
Northos.
Probably.
Presumably. Yeah. I like it. Os.
Northos.
Os.
Planet Os.
Planet Os.
It just sounds a bit like Oz. They're real wizards as well. I'm a Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz.
A Wizard of Oz. Yeah.
It's a little too close.
That's true. Fuck it. That's all I have to say.
Forget. I like the idea that it's not a planet. I like the idea that it's a giant game board or a big ring or... There's a lot of weird
things. I know it's really weird kind of orbit for it to have 30...
No, because it could be magic. Magic.
It could, but as soon as it's magic, then it's not a celestial body, is it? It's not a planet
going around. It can easily be a planet going around. There's just that you've got... magic having an impact on the weather.
Yeah.
But also, we were chatting about this with a friend who, is, well, out of our friends, is probably the closest thing we'll get to an expert without emailing people we don't really know, so fuck that shit.
I'm not even sure who this is.
Dave. We chatted to Dave about it, because he's doing...
I thought he meant an expert on Westeros, right?
No,
on science.
On science.
Science.
Or specifically this kind of science. And realistically... that kind of thing, it's like we have massive weather cycles here of like ice ages. Well, what happens if their ice ages were just shortened? You know what I mean? And if it was a fairly variable distance of when an ice age occurs, by, you know, for us it could be a variable distance of 10,000 years, say, for them it could be 10 years variable distance.
I'd never really thought of it in terms of ice age. I'd always assumed that the
it was just planet, a natural season.
I always thought of it in terms of a planetary body oscillating in a strange way, but yeah, like an ice age, I don't know what
this
caused
is,
that. But
this is one of the other things that, well, part of the theory stuff. There's the bit in the books. Somebody's had this theory to do with White Walkers and perhaps the relevance of it. But it does say in the book at one point, one of the characters says, "Well, does it get cold and then the White Walkers appear, or do the White Walkers appear and then it gets cold?"
Mm.
Can God make a stone he cannot lift?
Yes. Yeah, and the land of always summer is like a contrast. I know that's what the show's about. The
fire
contrast of... Yeah, fire and ice is in the bloody title, isn't it? But, you know, they're all concerned about the middle ground, aren't they? They're concerned with between the land of always summer and the land of always winter, and what they really should be looking at is outwards in both directions to the Essos, where there's, you know, the rising army of Daenerys Targaryen, and all the other big powers that way, and then to the north where you've got the cold and the ice giants. And
it's a weird thing though, like both of those things though, like at the time that we're seeing it in the books, like however much we as a reader are aware of all this nut shit going on, really most people aren't. Like people just don't believe it.
Yeah,
not even
exactly,
all the
yeah.
members of the
yeah.
Night's Watch have
or
seen.
Or you mean in context?
Yeah. Not even all the members of the Night's Watch have seen White Walkers.
No, possibly.
And
no.
Obviously, fucking not that many. Well, quite a lot of people now, I guess, have seen dragons, but not in Westeros. They fucking haven't. So you're hearing that
and
there's this queen with dragons.
Well.
Yeah, exactly. They know it happens all the time.
Well,
why would you believe it?
The last skull of the dragon before the last one. I can't remember where it is. It's got to be in King's Landing. I think it's in the cellar somewhere where there's, you know, a huge dragon skull. And they're saying, well, this is, you know, imagine how great that creature must have been. And then someone says, well, I saw the last dragon's skull and it was, you know, it wasn't much bigger than a human's head. It was tiny, that their age is gone kind of stuff.
Mm.
Whereas these
so
big
kind of,
boys.
Well, that, the White Walkers, they hadn't, never mind the fact that most of Night Watch now haven't seen them, but in their records, they'd not been seen for several hundred years.
Yeah.
Then. So you're like, okay, now a few have started to see them, but even, you know, there's no way, it's too fantastical for some people, even though, I guess in a lot of it, you don't really see magic. Like, we've seen other forms of magic that fill it in as being a more magical world, like, you know, Melisandre and the, what are they called, the guys who went after Danny's dragons.
Sorcerer guys.
With the blue lips.
Tower of Terror?
Oh, I
fuck.
Can't
the,
sounds good though, eh? I can't think of what they're called though.
The Tower of Dead Souls. It's something portentous. Like a fucking the City of the Dead. Oh, fuck.
Well, anyway, there's plenty of other instances of magics that we've seen, but it's again not really commonplace.
Well,
it's not particularly a magical world. Like,
well, is it named Melisandre?
Yeah.
Is that correct? Yeah.
The red
gourd, yeah. Well, even air magic, there's only a few people who witnessed that. And most of it's just, you know, it's not that fantastical. Few people saw the smoke monster from Lost murder the Renly Baratheon.
Oh yeah. I'm with you now. The only person who witnessed it,
no one
totally
believes.
Doesn't.
Yeah,
exactly.
Brienne. Catelyn saw it, but she's sort of.
She's gone.
Yeah, she's of no consequence, apparently.
Of no consequence to us who watch the telly.
Yeah. Oh, it's the House of the
Read the books, it does.
Well, possibly, but it could eventually become. It could be, for some of these things, it could just be that they're giving them a break of a season because there's just too many people. It happened in the books.
Yeah.
And this is just a book later. But in the books, it happened like that, where there was too many people's storylines to contain in one book. So we split it. Could effectively be one season later, you know.
Yeah.
The Greyjoys have to turn back up again. En masse.
Yeah.
So, any particular favourite theories?
Well, how about this one? We'll talk about the Greyjoys.
Yeah.
This one we're anything for you, dude, because it's a lot of stuff that's been expunged from the series, from the book. But the possibility that Dario Naharis and Euron Greyjoy are like...
A guy you've not met yet.
In
oh,
the series.
That's possibly the significance of it as well.
Yeah.
They might be the
you
same
You get a
dude.
Reveal. It might... If Euron turns up in this series, like season 5... And it is him, then that's a reveal before the next book. Whereas if he doesn't, if Euron doesn't appear, it's still a possibility that in season 6 you could find out that that is true. So I don't know, but yeah, that he's possibly Dario Naharis.
It's a lot of like circumstantial evidence.
Yeah, I like somebody had done a video about it. I can't remember who now. Where they'd said at one point in the video or towards the end that effectively. If they're not the same person, they must be allies.
I think that video was done by Preston Jacobs.
Like, because they seem to have the same goals in mind or whatever. But, I mean, that's all extrapolation as well, so possibly not.
What's the doom?
Of
Do we know
Valeria?
What the doom of Valeria is?
Some kind of
doom.
Magical thing that caused torrents of fire to tear. It
smoulders, doesn't it?
It all asunder. Yeah, they don't really.
The TV
know.
Show, it's still
smoulders. Really
it might not have been magical. It might have just been a big volcano. The whole of Valeria was basically built on a big volcano.
That's clever.
Yeah, it's a kind of risky manoeuvre.
Yeah, but they like the heat, the Targaryens.
And the dragons
well, they're not Targaryens, they're Valyrians, but
yeah.
They like the heat, don't they?
Well, yeah. The first Daenerys had a dream.
They made the stone men be in Villa in there, don't they? So that's basically...
Yeah, well, that's like, where they were. That's like the Icewalkers of the hot places.
They're like the equivalent for the Riel and his fire ship.
Yeah, it's fire
not
undead
quite,
compared
they, but,
to...
The fact that when they touch you, they turn you, that's strong shit. Might not be as strong as what the White Walkers do, because you saw that stuff with the baby.
Yeah, but it also takes time, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could potentially live...
Just lamp your arm off, mate.
For five... That's not necessarily going to save you.
Well, no, but I'd give it a go.
For you could get maybe 5 years out of it.
For people who aren't up to date with the TV show, a major character was touched by somebody with grayscale, and now they are infected. And they probably should have just cut their arm off.
Nah.
Yeah.
It's such... Nah, because it's such aura, isn't it? He can't kill himself. That's another... There are this... It is a shame they can't stick directly to the books, but they're going in different directions. But it could end up being fairly wildly different, you know. I just feel like maybe some of these characters are going to be more significant that appeared in the in the books that haven't appeared in the TV yet.
What about the Sparrow? What about the Sparrow possibly being Helen Reed?
I really like that theory. Probably not, though. In the TV series, I don't think so, because he's not small enough, given the descriptions of Howland Reed.
Oh, you know.
Yeah, where the fuck is our Howland Reed, though? Never mind the theories, just that question.
Oh, do you mean
he's
Howland
the
Reed?
Biggest player, he's the biggest player in the game that no one's seen or heard of or had anything to do with.
Oh, do you mean the Howland Reed who used to be Ned's Bezzy mate and...
He's a total wizardy badass.
And he's possibly the only one who knows who Jon's real dad is.
Who's Jon?
Jon Snow.
Oh, Jan.
Jan.
Jon Snow.
Jon Snow.
Jon Snow.
Jon Snow.
He who knows nothing.
Yeah. Have you seen the picture of him? And this is a conspiracy theory of Game of Thrones itself. The size of him against Brienne of Tarth and what's her name? Thinky Stark.
I saw that one.
And they're both huge. I mean, obviously Brienne's huge, like taller, but
she's like 6'6".
Yeah, Rob.
Seven?
Rob. John stood next to her. He's just tiny. He's like must be 5'9", if that.
I think he's 5'8".
Wow.
I think I saw controversy about this on BuzzFeed or something. 5'10"?
She's taller than him. Yeah.
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 Little John Snow.
It's just amazing what you can do with camera angle, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, but they've never met.
No, but you think of them.
What?
You think of him as big.
Brienne of Tarth and Jon Snow have never
met. Oh, right,
met.
Yeah. I was like, what? They've never met? Jeez, I've drunk way too many beers for this.
Yeah, it was a photoshopped picture. They've never met each other.
The whole series was photoshopped.
If you don't see yourself each other on the Game of Thrones, like in the real story, you don't get to meet in real life.
Wow.
It's such a shame they didn't have the guy who's now playing the Mountain. All the way through it, really. He's really spot on, isn't he?
Played by a different actor in season
one. How tall is he, though? Because is he that much bigger than Brienne of Tarth? He's meant to be, like, 8 foot tall in the book.
I think he's the biggest dude on set. So, like...
Fucking should be.
7 foot, probably. When you know, he's the Hulk and they shoot him up.
Mm.
Looks even bigger.
He is pretty monstrous. The thing that makes me wonder about stuff, like, not even theories of Game of Thrones, just, like, if you got a massive dude like that, and you covered him in metal plate, it'd break the horse's back. Especially if they've got loads of armour on. You'd have to have one fucking monster of a horse to carry someone like that.
You can get big horses.
Yeah, they're fucking vicious as well, war horses, aren't they, mate?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty fucking scary as fuck, to be fair.
Yeah, I'm alright for that, really.
What are the conspiracy theories we've got?
The one that there might be a... Spoilers. A dragon underneath Winterfell, maybe. Or some form of ice dragon
in the wall. I thought
ice
dragon in the wall. Like, I thought of that a while ago, and then Roseanne said it had... Roseanne, who's read the books and knows more than I do, that people have you know, thought of that before.
It's been mooted.
And the Ice Dragon is definitely set in A Song of Ice and Fire, isn't it?
The Ice Dragon, the book that George R. R. Martin released years before he did Game of Thrones, but it should have been re-released this year. It's got Ice Dragon
in
it.
I think the whole wall is an Ice Dragon.
I don't know.
And it just comes live, and it's just that big.
What? I'm sure right. Yeah.
One of the White Walker theory things that was like watching was saying about how that maybe, like, we think of them as like the aggressors, but like maybe they're not, like, you know,
it's the other way around.
Yeah, like, you know, we've magically penned them. Well, I say we, but just because I'm a human, I guess. I'm automatically opposed to against them.
Team human.
Yeah, team human. Team first man.
Fist of the first man. I like that as a place. Well, you don't know, as we were saying before, what the planet's like in its geography or whatnot. We just have a little slice. And there's no reason to say that most of the planet isn't full of White Walkers and ice and they're the small bit.
Could be.
Yeah, okay, yeah, we're just not seeing their domain.
Mm.
That'd be kind of cool.
It's a bit fucked. I hate that.
I can't like it.
White Walkers.
They are pretty scary.
They are, they're cool.
I have no idea what's going on with them.
No.
It's, they've been, I really liked, there's been moments with them that have kind of created the fact that they are more than just mindless killing monsters.
Well, the ceremony with the child again, it was very much like it was a ceremony.
This is the thing that gets me as well with it, that if there's intelligence like that, some are good and some are bad. That's got to be the way of it. Like,
well, Cold Hands, a character who also hasn't been in the show, might have been a White Walker.
Who I saw a theory about in preparing for this, that it was that maybe he's Benjen Stark.
I've heard that one.
I don't think so. I think he's older than that. I think
it
all fits. I think he could easily be somebody who was a member of the Night's Watch, but I don't think he's Benjen Stark.
What's the deal with this guy?
Cold Hands.
I assume he has cold hands.
He's dead, and therefore his hands are cold. But he basically...
Or he's very ill.
Basically, okay. When... In the TV show, when Sam and... What's her name? The wild girl. No.
That's her name in the books.
What's Sam Altali and the wildling girl with the baby. What the hell's her name?
Oh, Cassandra from Skins.
Oh, God. Anyway, when they go to leave... Crasters, I think it is.
Yeah, yeah.
When they go to run away and he kills the White Walker and everything. Like, originally what happens is they sort of get rescued by Cold Hands.
Right.
Who's a dead dude, apparently. And from all the stuff that's extrapolated from it, you can safely assume he probably was a member of the Night's Watch at some point. But now he's undead. But he seems to be coach in the head.
Yeah.
Like, he's not like a mindless zombie. Yeah, cool. And he doesn't appear to be a White Walker. He's just...
Something.
Yeah. Yeah, but he doesn't breathe and his hands are black.
Right.
From being dead for so long. he takes them back to the wall, helps them out, whatever. Helps them out and then wants them to go into this castle. He takes him to some gate to a little castle or whatever through the wall. Sneaky as fuck. Knows his shit about the wall as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But sneaks them in to basically tell Bran and Jojen and that, hey, there's a dude down there who wants to help you guys find the Three-Eyed Raven. So he was kind of sent by the Three-Eyed Raven to help them get to him. But they totally haven't bothered putting any of that in.
No, no.
You can kind of see why. It's an extra character that doesn't necessarily. Mystery. Plus, but it's a fucking cool mystery.
It makes you wonder, are the Children of the Forest sort of really actually in some way down with the White Walkers? Are they like in cahoots somehow?
Maybe. I think it's like layers and layers of bigger pictures, isn't it?
Mm.
It's like, because especially because it's the focus of it's on the throne, I guess. Not like of the whole thing, obviously there's lots of people they focus on, but the idea of the throne is the main focus, when in reality there's perhaps bigger things than kings and queens in play in the world at the moment.
Yeah,
like,
that's the big thing, isn't it? The Targaryen girl, she's got, you know, Daenerys. She's got her dragons and she's got a kick-ass army and she's at their gates almost, isn't she?
Well, no, not really. She's just fucking sunken in marine, hasn't she? She's not. She needs to go home. She's fucking like, my people in my city. You're like, bitch, you got a country. Yeah. Get back there and sort shit out.
Yeah. She's doing very well at that city.
I also think, though, she's being stupid because, realistically, if you don't like Sabrine, you're basically saying you want to rule the world. If she wants to keep hold of Marine and the slaver cities and ban slavery and then go back to Westeros, if she wants the whole world, well, fine. Go to Westeros, sort that out, and then come back with a fuck ton of knights from all the houses, because they will do as they're told.
Actually, what is her deal? Why is she going after
She's a
14-year-old
girl.
No, but why isn't she just going straight to Westeros? Why did she go and do...
Because she got told by Quaithe, didn't she?
To
go west, you must go east. To go north, you must go south. You must pass by the shadows and enter the blah, blah, blah.
That's, like, probably metaphors
and stuff. Everyone loves prophecies, though, man. Yeah. They all love prophecies. Well, she's done fuck all for
she
quite
has
a while
done
now,
fuck
so
all.
It's possible for her to carry on.
I really didn't like the fighting scene with the Unsullied in the city where... They broke rank instantly and threw away their weapons at the first opportunity to look Hollywood cool. I hate it. It's like, you're in a phalanx for a reason, guys.
Well, they were caught in the corridor.
Yeah,
it's tricky.
It's a,
yeah,
really,
but it's a
really good way to... You
it's
know,
a good environment
caught
for them.
In a phalanx.
That was a bit weak.
Mm. I thought, as soon as they went into that room, I thought hot oil from the windows, which were high up. Just hot oil poured in, all dead.
Mm.
Sorted. No.
Your castle would be impregnable.
Yeah. It'd be deep fried.
You can't impregnate a castle.
So where do you think you get baby castles from?
Oh, okay. Touché.
No. Impregnate castles.
Is there any other standout theories? I mean, we could do the old fucking who's John's parents, but...
yawn. Who's John's parents?
It's kind of the big one, I guess, but that's so. Do you know what I want to know more about? I've been trying to. It was one of the things I was looking for, although I probably basically just need to do a bit of a Reddit trawl for it. There's some interesting ones on the Maesters, because there is some very interesting stuff about Maesters, not as individuals, but as that, as a thing.
That they
because
might have,
all...
stuff they might have done, yeah. There's theories.
And also, when you think of the politics of the players in Game of Thrones, and yet, Maesters remove the surnames or whatever, so you don't know necessarily which... Not instantaneously, and especially as the reader, you don't necessarily know which house they're from originally.
Hmm.
Who was their liege lord? Where do their alliances lie?
Originally.
So who's got Maesters... that are working for their enemies that we're not necessarily aware of as readers, because it must be happening.
What is a Maester?
A Maester, like Maester Pycelle, and they're those learned men. Maester Aemon. They're like...
don't know.
They look like monks, but they're science monks.
The blind monk of the wall, who's...
Right, yeah.
Well, they so every house has one of those monks, not necessarily a blind
He's
one, but
dead
they have...
now.
Yeah. They have monks that... they're effectively monks. They're learned men. They have different... they have like a chain.
Yeah.
And their different links are made of different metals to represent the different areas of study that they've completed.
Oh, cool.
So, like, some of them are like medicine and astronomy and...
yeah.
Birds.
Magic birds. Yeah, birds. So, then those people, when they get trained to be Maesters, they drop their surnames and then they get sent from... the Citadel, which is like the centre of the Maesters,
yeah,
to all the houses. So every house and major lord gets a Maester to help record history, to send messages.
Do doctory stuff.
That's a big thing, because some of the lords in some of the places can't, apparently don't read so well.
Mm.
And so their Meisters are writing their letters and reading out the letters that they receive, and you're like, well, is that true?
Yeah.
Is any of the information that they're getting actually accurate?
It's like Hitler's secretary, in many ways, was more powerful than he was.
But why? What did they do?
What got to Hitler?
Did they do anything, though?
I don't know. It's just something I've heard.
Yeah, I've heard that before, though. I think it's true, though. You control the meetings.
Yeah.
But... yeah, I don't know. It was some. I'm not, as I said, I was trying to like read, because there's definitely is some stuff like what Picel, the one, the what's he called?
The Dark Maester.
No, Qyburn's the Dark Maester. Picel's But he said he's basically a Lannister, isn't he?
Picel.
Yeah, he says in the series at one point, he says that thing that to Tywin.
Which one's Pycelle?
The old dude who Cersei hates in King's Landing.
And he's pretending to be like more fucked up than he actually is.
Oh, yeah.
With the wispy beard that they cut a bit of his beard off, didn't they? But he had basically said to Tywin at some point, a season or two ago, about being from a place in the Lannister lands and him being a Lannister. You know, he's always supported their family. But obviously you don't necessarily see that straight off the bat, because he's not got the surname that's equivalent to those lands. Mm. Interesting.
Well, they sound like the things from Dune. What were they called? Mentats.
Dude, there's a lot of similarities between Dune and Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
The Mentats.
The Mentats were... have you seen the film Dune? It was Grigori. Yori. The guy with the diamond on his head, he was a Mentat. He wasn't a bloody Mentat. I'm such an idiot. The guy with the blue lip, with the red stained lips, he was a Mentat. And you know, in the film, you have him look at a light, like flashes on his face, and then he communicates a message, basically, like as if it was Morse code. And that's exactly what they were. They were thinking machine. They're thinking people, like machine people, trained. They were stripped of, you know, they were stripped of all their they were human. They were just very logical, and you have assassin Mentats and stuff like that, where they came to replace computers, and they're kind of similar to the Meisters in that they filled that role in that society of being educated.
Yeah, it's sort of like a religious person, but
exactly they were exactly that. Yeah.
Oh, that's a great theory to end on, the Peter Baelish one.
About the conspiracy of the North?
Well, there's all sorts of conspiracy theories about Peter Baelish, but just a really simple thing that I really loved was that not only is he trying to fool men, but he's trying to fool the gods because of acts that he's sort of orchestrated and instigated that happen in front of the weirwood trees in the godswood.
Right.
That he's never had a part of, so he's like ensured that some things have occurred without him having to be there, if you know what I mean. So even if, like, for instance, can we talk about that? No, not really. okay, but even so, that still, yeah, like, because they, you know, we kind of know that kind of the gods are effectively real. Maybe they're not gods in deity sense, but there must be these spirits that are doing some shit. I feel like that about the drowned man. That's definitely a god of some description. But either way, yeah. I kind of, whether it's true or false, I just think that's kind of cool, though. The idea that a human would try and not only trick his fellow men, but do his tricks so good that he's tricking the gods themselves, like, you're like, that's fucking badass. It's a really interesting thing in general that the idea of pulling so many West, like, weird theories out of a book series, because it's just... but he's left so many little breadcrumb trails through the books of information that you would never really consider or link together, but then eventually, you know, people have stacked the facts up, haven't they?
Patterns arise.
Yeah.
How much of it's coincidental and how much of it's planned, though? How much of a genius is George R. R. Martin?
It's pronounced R.R.
Martin, that's easier. Grr Martin.
Grr Martin.
He's a natural pirate.
Yeah, I can't wait for the next book to see how many new mysteries he throws in our face while not answering a single one of the old mysteries. He'll just perpetuate them. Yeah, he'll murder people, but It'll probably be someone new who you'll totally think is amazing and then he'll murder them. Yeah, mental theories that we've barely touched on. But if you're into it, honestly, there's a fuck ton of them out there.
Yeah.
We will leave links for a whole load of different people's theory pages and sites and stuff. But yeah, have a look.
Yeah, have a breeze through them.
Is Bruce Bolton a skin stealing immortal?
Of course he is. The Bolton theory. Oh, we'll put him in the links. Well, yeah, that's more or less everything you'll ever need to know about Game of Thrones. So we'll come back next week if you have any ideas about anything in particular. Why don't you give us an email at thingswelike@thepeoplesbeard.co.uk. And we're also on Twitter at @things_we_like. I think that's capital T. We're on iTunes and YouTube and a brace of formats.
Find us before we find you.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Because we are literally coming for you, like some kind of
angry sparrow.
I was thinking more sort of a terrorist squad.
Like a fucking honey badger. We're serious.
Christ almighty.
Yeah.
Let's go and do all those other things we were going to do. Oh, and come back next week for
Stuff sucks. I'd floated an idea.
Well, what were you thinking?
I said alcohol, didn't I?
Alcohol.
But I kind of got a bit poo-pooed because alcohol's awesome.
That's an interesting idea. We might come back next week and tell you why alcohol sucks. Mm-hmm. Or doesn't. We'll work it out.
We'll have an argument and that'll suck. And therefore we'll have fulfilled the remit of the show.
Cool. I've been Jim.
I am Al.
I'm Andy.
And goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thrones, yeah. Follow the chorus. Fucking Game of Thrones, fucking Game of Thrones, fucking Game of Thrones, fucking Game of Thrones. I don't know.